Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
All right, we've been talking about a lot of stuff in who we are in Christ. And it's very important to know what Christ did for us and what he accomplished by his death and burial and resurrection on the cross. It's vitally important to know. And so we found out a lot of stuff about who we are in Christ, what it means to be in Christ. But then we also looked at on Wednesday nights, we've been looking at the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And we found out he's the power of God and a lot more things. And I'm continuing this Wednesday coming, so I'd encourage you to come, get the CDs or go online and look at it. But it's important to know the Holy Ghost. It's important to know God the Father. It's important to know Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, Christ is not his last name, as we've discovered. Amen. Christ is his title. That's his title. That's who he is. It's not Joseph Christ, Mary Christ. It's Jesus the Christ. He is the anointed one with the anointing. Amen. He's the Messiah. So Christ is actually his title. Now, you know, a lot of churches don't really even understand things like this. You'll have people standing on pulpits not even saved. You have people in churches being there 20 years, not even born again. I was in a church for 25 years. I wasn't born again. I wasn't saved. I didn't know. And so now we're finding out certain things. It's important to your life, to your family's lives, your loved ones. It's important to everybody around you and in your sphere, and even those that work with you, to know the truth of God's Word. Amen. And so we bring you truth, and we understand that God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's the Trinity, and they are one. All three of them are one. And so we understand that. We've taught a lot about that. We even know this. When you get born again, you go from being a sinner to becoming a saint. All my life growing up, I thought a saint was someone who died. I see the Pope is coming to America soon. I don't know if you saw that on the news. Anyone see that? Nobody? You saw it? The Pope is coming to America, and he's going to be canonizing and giving sainthood to a bishop from, I think, New York, who died many years ago, but he's going to give him sainthood. And that's the way some people think. They think a saint is somebody who died and then had two miracles ascribed to his name, then he can become a saint. The truth is, when you become born again and God puts his righteousness on you, you become sainted. You go from sinner to saint. And you can see it in the Bible. I've explained it, and if you need me to explain it some more, come and see me, and I'll tell you about it. But you go from unrighteous to becoming righteous. You see, and my own righteousness could never get me into heaven. He said, your righteous works are like smelly rags in my nostrils. He said that in Isaiah 64:6. Your good works, your good deeds are not good enough to get you into the gates of heaven. It's got to be his goodness, his righteousness that comes on us and gets us into heaven. Amen? And so a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people being religious think it's their works that gets them into heaven. You can work as hard as you want. You can be as good as you can be. Without the righteousness of Christ on you, you're going to hell, period. Some churches and some people believe that hell doesn't exist. They think it's a fictitious thing made up to control the masses. That's not true. The devil would love you to believe there's no hell. He'd love it if you believe there's no hell, because then he can deceive you every second of every day. And so there's many things that we need to learn, and we learn it from the Word of God. And when you learn the Word of God, you can now be, you can be the offensive person against the one that comes against you. You can push him back rather than him push you back. You can go on the offensive rather than be on the defense. Amen? And so what you want to do to the devil, if he was a quarterback, you want to sack him. Right? Or if you work for a job and they're not happy with you, they sack you. Is that right? Do they call it, they sack you? In South Africa, they say, he got sacked. They sack you. Do you say that in America? I know you say get fired, but you can also sack him. Say, don't work for you no more. You need to get the devil out of your life. Sack him. You need to unhitch from his yoke. And you can unhitch from his yoke, and you don't need to walk under the curse. Because Christ has redeemed us. There's that name again, the Messiah. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. So I don't want anything to do with the devil. How about you? I want none of his goods. Because the wages of sin, the Bible says, is what? Is death. It may be pleasurable for a time, but there's death that follows. So the devil's payment is death. God's payment is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, says that in Romans 8. Amen. So we need to understand certain things about the Bible. And don't be religious, because religion is not a good thing unless it's real, proper religion the way God meant it to be. True religion is taking care of orphans and widows and loving your brothers and sisters. But we make religion a thing that we do to be approved. You can never be approved by God without the righteousness of Christ on you.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
You can never get into heaven without the blood of Jesus covering you. There is no one. I know Oprah Winfrey and some people say there's many ways to climb this mountain and get to heaven. Try it and see. I promise you all roads don't lead to Rome. Some people say, well, all roads lead to Rome. Yeah, right. Get on the 95 and phone me when you hit Rome. Get on the turnpike, call me when you get Rome. You ain't getting there. You're going to roam around, but you ain't getting to Rome. There's only one way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman comes to the Father but by me. If you don't have the blood, you're not getting up. No blood, no up. I mean, it's that simple. That's not difficult. I didn't know these things. And I wasn't taught these things. And after I left the previous denomination, I found out you need to be saved. And I said, well, how do I get saved? And then I found out Romans 10, 9 and 10, what it tells you to do. And so, you know, we find out who we are in Christ and what it means to be in Christ. And now we can walk in victory. I walked in defeat way too long of my life. I don't know about some of you, but I walked in defeat too many years. Never able to afford the rent, never able to do this, always sick, always miserable, not happy. I mean, I had enough of the devil's yoke. And I said, you know what? The anointing removes the yoke and destroys the burden. It's the anointing of God. And when God comes into your life, the anointing comes with it. 2 Corinthians 1:21 tells you, you have been anointed by God. Romans 8:11 says the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same one that anoints you and raises you up. So we need to unhitch from the devil and his lies. So I bring you truth so you can operate in truth. And then don't just come to church as a religious duty. Use what you hear. Use it for getting healed, for your children to get off drugs, for all those problems. Use the Word of God, because the Word of God is God and it's the power of God. And so today we've been looking at who we are, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is. I want to look at Christ Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Say, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 1 Timothy 6, watch this now. 1 Timothy 6:15 says this. For at the right time, Christ, there's that name again, the anointed one, the Messiah. At the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God. The what? The King of Kings and the what? Lord of Lords. That is his function, his title. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Who is that? The right time Christ will be revealed. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will be revealed as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do you know that there's scripture that says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Now you can do it either voluntarily or you're going to be forced to do it, but you will do it. Everybody will bow the knee and confess the name. Everybody. Atheists, demons, Christians, saints, sinners. Everybody. Fish, trees, birds. Everyone is going to bow the knee. Everybody. Now, I prefer to do it voluntarily now rather than forcefully later. Amen? And get over yourself. You're not God. You're not God. Just get over yourself. You're not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If someone's offended you, get over it and love them. We sing, make me like you, make me like... Who do you think you are? Make me like you, make me like... I don't like what you said. Make me like you. I'm going to cheat the IRS. Oh, yes. Make me like you. We sing it, and then we act something different. I'm tired of religion. I hate religion. That's what I feel about religion. I want a relationship with my God. I want God to come and saturate me with His presence and say, I love you, baby. I don't want to say, I love you, daddy. That's what I'm after. And you need to spend some private time with Him. My goodness. He says in Hebrews 11:6, you saw it 10 times today. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And those that come to Him must believe that He is God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So when you seek Him in your private time, in your prayer time, He will reward you in the open. I was talking to Canaan this morning on the way here, and he said, well, how's God rewarded you? I said, well, look at the church He's given us. Look at the family He's given me. Look at the school He's given us. We are stewards of it. I said, that comes from praying your private time every day, having fellowship with God. And we can all do that. None of us are exempt from that. Amen. So who is Jesus? He's the King of Kings and He's the Lord of Lords. Look at Revelation 17 and verse 14. They will make war against the Lamb. Now they happens to be all the antichrists, all the atheists, all the bad people who hate Jesus, all those people who hate Israel. They're all going to come an army of 200 million. 200 million. The Bible says in the end time is going to be at Armageddon an army of 200 million people. Hello? America can field an army of 6 million. China, a couple of years back, said they can field an army of 200 million. But China, Russia, and Syria and all those nations, you got 200 million right there. Right? They're going to come against God. They're going to come against God. They're going to make war against the Lamb. Now, who is the Lamb? He's not that loin chop or lamb chop you have on your plate. John the Baptist said what? Behold, the Lamb of God who does what? Takes away the sins of the world. If you believe in Him, He takes your sin away and makes you righteous. If you don't believe, He says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have life everlasting. So whoever believes gets life, who doesn't believe gets hell. I mean, it's so simple, it's so plain to see. And all of these people who don't believe are going to come against Him, and they hate Him, and they can't stand Him. And that's why you'll hear people blaspheme. You watch a movie today, you can't. Jesus Christ, they say that trash. I had a man I was playing golf with, I think, some time ago. And he did it. He hit a bad shot. And he said, JC, like that. I said to him, you know, one day you're going to say that name, but not in that way. He's either going to say, Jesus Christ, your Lord, or save me. One of the two. Amen. You never hear anyone say, oh, Buddha. Or stubs his toe. Oh, Muhammad. Or Confucius. Do you? Why? Because the devil hates the name, because the name is what is above him and defeated him. He has a name above every name. So the devil comes with cancer, there's a name above cancer. He comes with divorce, there's a name above divorce. He comes with no money, there's a name above no money. Everything that he's got is under the name of Jesus.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.